All right, here we are with Kat again. This is the Influencer Show. We're talking about sort of like development in Struthers. So we're going to just do a little quick brainstorming sessions about stuff that we might have on the horizon or plan. So let's just dream a little bit. So what we got so far? Let's bring everybody up to speed.
So we have a lot. One of the newest things, and I think I've spoke about before, is the property behind Astro Shapes. I guess we could start off with that. We're going to be meeting with Mr. Scene here soon to do some sort of press release and some sort of vision of what we see going in that property. But I believe it's about 28 acres. And we've been talking about this property since the beginning of 2020 when I first started. So like everyone says, government moves slow. And this process did move slow, but it is finally the property behind Scene and the little triangle where our kayak launch that is now in the city of Struthers' name. So we're excited about that.
Beautiful.
Excited about all the possibilities with the river opening there that can come to fruition.
So all the industrial spots that back there, are they all occupied at this point, or do you still have some of the buildings back there that need people?
No, none of the buildings there, but we do have buildings in Caslow.
Okay.
So that area for industrial progress, I guess that is a good viable option for any industrial places that would want to come in. But that area, we want to kind of see what's out there and see what we can do with the land. I know one of the things that obviously we're going to be getting plans together, we have to see where we can pull funding from, but is to create a mixed use facility, whether it be somewhat of a community center with some sports in there, possibly a track for an 8-lane track for the school, and then attached to a smaller administration building for City Hall. So we have to play around with the ideas, but there's a lot more funding out there for mixed use facilities. And the only thing that the Scene family, we were able to transfer that property with no money exchanging. So that was really nice. The only thing that they wanted was that the building, the structure be named after the Scene and Tobacco families, which obviously that's
absolutely
a no-brainer.
Right. That's right. What I like most about the city of Struthers, I grew up in Girard. Okay. And so small communities rally behind people, and they all kind of like come through in the clutch. And Struthers reminded me a lot about where I grew up, where I started my business here. And I've done business in other cities where there was hassle and you were treated a little bit different, but I'm telling you, Struthers, not only the community who did business with us, mm-hmm. the police that would look after our stuff and, you know, they were kept an eye on things for us. There's just never been a bad moment when interacting with the city. So to have people so willing to give, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And participate and cooperate. I just think that's something you don't get in bigger communities. So there's really something special about dealing with city.
Yeah. I will say, I think it all comes back to that word family. A lot of people, because it's small, and that comes with blessings and curses.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of times we'll fight like sisters and brothers, but when you really need your family, just like the city of Struthers, they're there for you.
Clutch.
They will rally around you when you need something. They will do everything they can. They'll reach out to as many people as they can to help you find an answer. We're very unique in that. So it's good and bad. Everybody knows everybody's business, good thing and bad thing.
Right. So now I'm sure you're going to get hit with a billion different thing, you know, suggestions about what you could do with some of these opportunities, everything from the gargantuan ideas to the really tiny one. So how are you doing at prioritizing and making decisions just as the executive on all of these projects all at one time?
So I'm not going to lie. I have something in my head that I personally want to see down there, but I can't be selfish in that either, because I need to be able to take opinions of the other residents and the rest of the community. So that's a big part of what we're doing right now with our second phase of the comprehensive plan, which is our community engagement plan. We have an executive committee, and then we're going to have breakout committees off of that. Those descriptions will be out soon. Like I said, I would like you on the business committee,
you know it,
and even chairing if you're available. But we really want the input of our residents. So we want to have an input from our youth. We have a youth committee where Makaira Claret is going to be heading that. She's a senior class president. She's phenomenal. So we want to bring in the opinions of our younger generations. We want to bring in the opinions of our older generations. Anybody from a business background, park background, any housing, land structures. We really want to get the opinions of our residents, because what I want might not be what everybody else wants. So yes, I'm the executive decision maker in the city, but I can't, I hold that with a lot of, that's a heavy hand to hold. I want to make sure I'm getting opinions of everybody else. So we want to see what's going to fit where, what ideas we can run with. So I like hearing the other side. I know I said it before, but my husband, he plays devil's advocate with me all the time. No matter how strong I feel about something, he's always like, well, what about this side? Did you think about this? Well, and I get frustrated, but he's right. My dad was the same exact way with me. He would try to make me see all sides of everything. So from every angle, because sometimes I can only see what I want and what I want done. So the second phase of the comprehensive plan is going to probably be the most important. And that's what we're going through now. So we're hoping to wrap that up. It's going to be a time period. We're hoping within the next year we get this wrapped up. But this is the most, I'm not sure what word I'm looking for, but this is going to hold the heaviest hand in the comprehensive plan is what the city residents want.
All right. Just on your personal list, like industry wise, like what would you really like to see dominate? Like what types of things, you know, to be able to take in? Let's put that out into the universe to say we're going to attract X to our city.
So if I can sum it up in one word, I want to attract people to our city. I don't want them just driving through downtown Struthers or driving through Youngstown Pullen Road and seeing a lot of these empty buildings. I want them to have a reason to get out of their car and stop. We have Sela's, we have Don Avito's, and those are destination points that people come from all over the county to come and eat because their food is so great. I want them to have other reasons to stop in downtown, whether it be Yellow Creek Park. We want more people to visit the park. We want to see people biking. We want to see people walking, more of like an eco green friendly environment, especially in downtown. And I know the focus I'm talking about right now is downtown, but I'm talking about the entire city. This plan will encompass everything, not just downtown. So even on Fifth Street, if it's something where we can put in a biking lane, the street's wide enough to do that. If it's Youngstown Pullen Road, if there's different things we can do to attract businesses to come here. So I don't want to say if there's any specific things, but I will tell you one of the voids we have in downtown Struthers is a coffee breakfast place. That is definitely, we have to go out of town. We go to Mocha House. We'll go to C's Waffles to try to find somewhere to have breakfast because we don't have that in Struthers. So I know that is something that we are going to be trying to recruit into the city.
Now, are you going to try to cater to one group, like younger, to move in? Or is it going to be across the board where the older group is going to have a set of, you know, demands on that? So what are you going after?
I think that's going to depend on what shows in the plan. So I know a lot of people, we're going to have a software program that's going to have surveys. We have a consultant company, KO Consulting, who's going to be going to events because we know a lot of the elderly population, they're not going to get on a computer and fill out a survey. Right. So we're going to bring the survey to them. We're going to try to reach people who may not be able to write or like I said, get on the computer. So we want to try to get as much information as we can. So we kind of want to see what the plan says we need, because I think there are certain things that'll work in bigger cities. But I don't know if they necessarily would fit in Struthers. So that's what we kind of want to find out. So we're open to ideas, but I know for sure that that's a void, regardless, young, old, anything. That is something we need to fill in Struthers.
One of my goals through this is like when I go to a city when I'm traveling is that I will hire a tour company to show me around the city and give me some of the history and what's there rather than me trying to do it on my own. It's so much easier for someone who knows the area to kind of give that to me. My goal is to attract somebody who's just passing through of the interstates, right, to come to Struthers and to have a tour hosted by one of the companies that we create. That's going to be
amazing. I know last year before COVID hit, we had Sir Yacht from Cleveland come down, and we were the first city where he kind of did a look what the city has to offer, where am I going next kind of thing. And it turned into this huge opportunity for him to really showcase cities. But something like that where we can bring in and say, look at all this stuff we have in Struthers. So I told him, then he promised me, I said, give me a couple years. I want to have you back so you can see all the progress.
Yes, for sure.
Since the beginning of 2020. But that would be amazing. And we have our historical society too. We drove around with Debbie Zetz a few months back, and she was telling us stories about some of the buildings and some of the places. We're trying to work with the Ohio State Historical Society to get some of these buildings registered as historical sites so that we can't touch them or can't do anything with them, just to preserve the integrity of some of the buildings. And there's different tax credits and things that go along with that too, but we're trying to look at every avenue that we possibly can. We just had a meeting the other day with the Ohio Realtors Association in Youngstown, Columbiana, Realtors Association, and Jenna Kuntz with Howard Hanna. They filled us in on a whole new avenue of things that we never even knew were out there. So our goal is to get out there and see what you don't know, what you don't know.
Exactly.
To find out where all these other people are getting money from and see if we can do it too. Collective, or is it creative borrowing?
Yes. So, right. Well, yeah, you take a mold, what's successful in other communities that are of your size, kind of like emulate what they're doing and mm-hmm. borrow those ideas. That's genius. It's brilliant. Yeah.
And I'm not shy at all. So I have no problem picking up the phone and calling people like Mayor Franklin and Warren. I've called other mayors in Mahoning Valley and said, how did you do this? And then follow what they did. I know Jim Adusciani in Lowville has a lot of big ideas, and I call him all the time and I'm like, how did you do this? What did you do for this? And a lot of the mayors are very open to sharing their ideas. It's not like they're trying to hoard how they're doing things. They're very open to share. So there's no reason why we shouldn't be tapping into a lot of the other resources that we have.
Now, some of the council meetings, are people sharing their survey ideas in person, or you're just relying on the paper and internet surveys?
I think if they were in person, we would have them fill out the form.
Okay.
Gotcha. Just so that they can record it, because a lot of this is going to be data driven.
Gotcha.
And they're going to have to upload those forms into the system to be able to generate, because that's going to be all on the software. So that I'm not sure.
Okay. But yeah, because sure I think, I mean, if that, that process of the community comes up with an idea, they're more likely to rally behind the idea that mm-hmm. came from them. So, I mean, that's just,
yes,
it's great.
Yep. And we want to bring in many people as we can. We want them to be involved in this process. So with the committees that we have, and obviously we've met how many times, there's certain people that I want to make sure are a part of this, because they've been a part of the last couple of years and the ideas and going back and forth and the suggestions. So I want to make sure there's certain people that are included in these committees too.
Beautiful. Okay. Anything else you want to throw out there? Like, what do we missed?
I think if I could really touch on the $750,000 that we received from the Mahoning County Commissioners, from Carol Rigetti, David Ditzler, and Anthony Trafficani.
Made the news.
Yes. That was great, and didn't expect front page. That was very nice. I thanked the writer after that. We were not expecting front page for that. But that is really such a huge donation to us. We're working with Sarah Lone through the CIC. They're going to be administering everything. So we had a say so on how to split the money up and where it's going to go. But there's different processes and procedures that we have to finalize before we can start giving that money for those certain projects.
How'd that come to be?
We met with Eastgate. We met with Sarah Lone. And then we went to the commissioners, basically said, we could use this money and here's how we can use this money. And that's pretty much it. Okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's,
and we have a great, the city of Struthers has a great relationship with all three commissioners. I really think I talk to Carol Rigetti almost every single day. She's been somebody that I can rely on and count on to kind of guide me and steer me through a lot of these processes. So we have a great relationship there.
Beautiful. Thanks, Kat. Appreciate it. See you next time.
Thank you.